Lesson 4.3. Beware of listening pitfalls. Let's learn from two different listening scenarios. These are client conversations dramatized by professional actors. In this first example, a consultant or service provider is meeting with a prospective client. Let's listen to scenario 1A.
So, you mentioned on the phone that you've been asked to lead a task force on working capital reduction.
That's right. Would it be helpful if I gave you a little background on the project?
Yes, that would be great. I think I mentioned on the phone that we recently concluded a survey of over 2,000 companies worldwide, and we believe there is over $1 trillion of cash unnecessarily tied up in working capital. I mean, it's a huge opportunity for many companies.
Yes, we certainly believe that.
In our experience, a dedicated focus on working capital management can frequently release cash up to 7% of sales.
Mm-hmm.
Let me go into a little more detail. One example, which is cited in this report, is the work we did for...
As you heard, the advisor is so full of his own ideas that he just won't listen to the client. It may seem like an extreme example, but is it? All of us, I think, have walked into a conversation and been so absorbed by what we wanted to say that we didn't give the other person a chance to get a word in edgewise. Let's give the consultant another chance. Now listen to scenario 1B.
So, you mentioned on the phone that you've been asked to lead a task force on working capital reduction.
That's right. I mean, would it be helpful if I gave you a little background on the project?
Yes, that would be great. And before we finish, I can also share with you some highlights from our recent global survey of working capital.
That's great. I'd love that. So anyway, our working capital initiative is part of a larger program to streamline 5 key financial management processes. As you know, we've begun a multi-year process to transform our business model, and this is part of that initiative.
Okay, well, that's helpful context. Now, you mentioned working capital. Can I ask you what the other processes are? And also, how did you choose these in particular?
Sure, good question. Our CEO appointed a task force, which studied the financial management processes for several months. What they found...
That was a big improvement, wouldn't you say? The consultant drew the client out, asked good questions, and focused on her issues, not his. This next dramatization illustrates how important it is to engage the client on their agenda and to synthesize and affirm what they've said to you. First, listen to scenario 2A.
And to make a long story even longer, the meeting ended with a lot of frayed nerves and absolutely no consensus on the path forward. I was about ready to tear my hair out at that point.
Wow, what an ordeal. Well, should we turn to our proposal? I'd really like to get your suggestions about how we word the deliverables.
Yeah, sure.
I know, it's funny, but at the same time, it's sad. Unfortunately, a lot of professionals walk into their client's office with an agenda they're pushing, and they don't tune into what's really going on with the client. So, let's give our hero a second chance. Listen to scenario 2B.
And to make a long story even longer, the meeting ended with a lot of frayed nerves and absolutely no consensus on the path forward. I was about ready to tear my hair out at that point.
Wow, what an ordeal. So, what I'm hearing is that after 6 months of trying to reconcile the two sides, there was still a deadlock.
Yes, it felt like we'd wasted half the year.
It seems to me that there are actually 3 different issues going on here. First, you've got 2 different worldviews that are at the root of the disagreement. One side advocates a focus on the domestic core business, while the other advocates expansion into Asia. Second, the process you followed wasn't conducive to a reconciliation. And third, there's been a lack of leadership.
Yes, exactly, lack of leadership. You've hit the nail on the head. It's very frustrating. Our senior management has to take a stand on this.
In the first scenario for this dramatization, the advisor is focused on one thing, his proposal. In the second, which you just heard, he's empathetic and really engages with the client. To finish this lesson, let's look at 10 listening pitfalls, 10 common mistakes people make that can have disastrous consequences. You'll recognize several of these from the client dramatizations you just heard. 1. Insincere listening. This is when you pay lip service to the other person's ideas. You have to be genuinely interested in your client and in what he or she is talking about. 2. Thinking ahead. Our minds often race ahead to the next question or issue while the person we're with is still talking. The result? We don't really listen to what they're saying. 3. Believing you're the smartest person in the room. We tend to forget that it's not always about being right or having the perfect idea, but rather helping a client make changes that will improve their business. 4. Being in love with your own ideas. After spending weeks or months analyzing the problem, it's easy to become enamored of the conclusions you're trying to present, as opposed to creating a give and take with the client as you socialize and test your ideas. 5. Being overly focused on your own agenda. It's about the client's agenda, not yours. Try going into your next meeting, and instead of saying, "There are 3 points I want to cover with you," ask, "From your perspective, what's the most valuable way to spend our time this morning? Which of these agenda items are most critical for you?" 6. Listening without giving back. Good listening is about mutual disclosure, not just sitting there and taking notes. The conversation has to be interspersed with your own thoughts, feelings, ideas, and experiences. 7. Not affirming. Affirmation is a powerful reinforcement for the person speaking. If you just listen and never say anything, the speaker will feel stranded. Paraphrase and synthesize as you go along. Affirm that you've understood your client. 8. Being distracted or rushed. All of your body language has to reinforce that this is the most important conversation happening in your world today. 9. Indulging your biases. We all have biases and even prejudices which inhibit our ability to listen. I'm still amazed at the terrible treatment, for example, that a lot of women get in car dealerships, even though women are often the decision maker in the purchase of a car. 10. Not allowing silence. Silence gives the client a chance to think and reflect, and it can make you seem thoughtful and considered in your judgments. Don't rush to fill every second of airtime. Embrace the occasional pause or break in the conversation. Avoid these 10 pitfalls and build a reputation as a great listener. Remember, break down what you say into 2 to 4 minute increments. Think about it. After someone has been talking at you for 5 minutes, it can be overwhelming. All of a sudden, you're no longer in a conversation. You're being lectured to. So be especially conscious of the ebb and flow of your conversation and when it's time to give the other person some oxygen. When you watch great listening at work, what you see looks like a vibrant two-way conversation, an animated, engaged dialogue between two people. Next in this program is challenge number 2, deepen your advisor skills. The first session in that challenge is all about the art and science of asking power questions.